now joined by head coach Brian Berg on this Ford locker room wrap-up. And it just seemed that when Vince Cole got so hot so early, it was going to make defense very difficult. But how did you have to scheme for him because he was just so hot at the beginning of the game?
Well, we had to make some adjustments in the first half, try to limit his touches. Really struggled early on. He got open looks. He was making some poor shots and really got going. We struggled to make those adjustments. As the half continued to move on, move forward, we ended up face guarding him to try to just basically not let him catch the basketball. But he made quality plays and had 20 in the first 8 minutes of the game.
When you have to basically, it was granted doing it a lot of the time, but when you're playing a face guard position, it's basically a 4-on-4. What are some other defensive adjustments you have to make with the other four guys on court?
You're going to have to worry about your backside help. One, because they throw it into Mustafa. You had, if we're going to full front, then you got to still have backside help, which is an adjustment that our guys made. Took a couple balls out of there.
Georgia Southern now getting ready for Georgia State on Thursday. It'll be a rivalry matchup on Thursday in Atlanta and then Saturday in Statesboro for the Whiteouts. That's a 3 o'clock tip to probably represent the biggest crowd of the season inside Hander Fieldhouse. As you have a couple of hours to get back home, what will this team need to focus on going into next week?
Just going to have to refocus. You have some games moving forward to try to get yourself playing going into conference tournament. We're going to have to refocus. Got a sick team. We've been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride where we won 3 and now we've dropped 3. So we got to find a way to get back to who we are. Have some good preparation going into the Georgia State game.
One more thing with specifically two guys that played well today. Prince Toyabi, we mentioned the double-double, 10 points and 10 rebounds. I remember the play on the baseline where he kept the possession alive and it seemed like the game may have been out of hand at that point, but he never stopped playing. And then with Elijah with 14, 1,000 career points for him.
A great accomplishment to get 1,000 points. You know, Prince really battled. I thought he had quality effort throughout the entire game. And it's a great accomplishment for Elijah to get 1,000 points. So congrats to him.